Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Veterans Memorial Committee Chair Trudy Tam about the committee recently reaching their fundraising goal for their next installation at the county courthouse.
To kind of give some background for this project, how long has the committee been working on having these four walls placed?
This project started a year ago in January, so just a year and a half, and we'll have it completed by, hopefully, our goal is Memorial Day next year. So only 2 years, but the monuments that we have placed now, that was a 5.5-year project. So it's been a lot faster than the other one.
And when was the memorial wall that's currently at the courthouse, when was that installed? When you had put up the original wall, did the group already have the idea to want to have these additional walls with the names?
No. We talked about names, and then we decided we'd rather do the monuments because names are very time-consuming. So we just did that, but we set the wall on a Friday, and on Sunday, Mike Johnson from Johnson's Funeral Home called me, and he said he was ready to do another project, and I told him he leads, I follow. So we discussed names, so we contacted all of our old members, and two chose not to join. They were just too busy. The other monument just took up so much of our time, they kind of got burned out. And so five of us from the original committee worked on the names. We've lost two of our members. Gary Bucher passed away just before we set the monuments. He got to see the monuments on paper. He didn't get to see them erected. And then Joan Allen passed away as we were in about the middle of our gathering names. But she chose not to help out because she ended up in the nursing home. So we just kind of thought that would be a nice thing to do. And so we decided to do it.
So currently it's you, Mike Johnson. Is Isla Bucher involved?
Isla Bucher, Kathy Christensen, and Ron Gruber, and Tyler Johnston.
Once you started gathering the names, how did that process work?
Well, we just got together, had a meeting, and decided to set the names, and we started out at $30 per name because that was the lowest we could go and not have to do fundraisers for the walls. And so we got enough names to come in for three walls, but wonderfully, though, we got more names than we anticipated, so it ended up being we needed the fourth wall, but we weren't getting enough names to pay for that fourth wall, so then we had to do the fundraiser so we could get the fourth wall erected.
How much does one wall cost to get that all done?
One wall was $10,000, and then two walls were $10,000 each, and then two walls were $8,000 each because they're just a slightly smaller or lower in height. They're still the same width, but they're a little bit lower in height because they'll graduate down.
Does that not include the cost of engraving?
Engraving is included in that. We have to pay for shipping from the East Coast. It's all black granite coming from India, and it will be shipped here hopefully by the end of the year, and we don't have problems with tariffs or hijacking in the seas or whatever, and they'll get here, and then they'll engrave them when they get to the coast. And then we will go have to pick them up. So we have to pay for shipping from the East Coast to Stewart, like we did last time. And then we thought we could do the without a crane, but then the person that was going to do that felt uncomfortable doing it. So now we have to get a crane that will come out, and it will take him about an hour to set those four.
What was the fundraising like? How much did you guys have to organize to get that all done?
Well, we had two sock hops, and the first one went over very well in Stewart, and the second one, no one showed up. So that ended that thought of going to other towns for a sock hop. And then we had a breakfast, and that was wonderfully received. So, yeah, with the three, we got enough money for the walls. And then we had a private donor that had donated what we needed to finish it out. So we were done sooner than we thought and didn't have to have so many fundraisers, which was wonderful.
How intensive, you know, how much time do you think you have been spending on getting the names spelled right and getting it all kind of designed for them to engrave it?
The design was fairly simple. We just kind of did the apex at the top. We just kind of went down like from the top, and then we just took like an inch off at an angle. And then hopefully in the corner, that's when we make the final decision. If we have room, we're going to put an emblem in those little corners up there. To do that, we'll lose two spaces for names. So we'll have to decide if we can get all the names on the front of these four monuments with that emblem. If not, there'll be no emblem, which will make them kind of plain, but that's okay. and then we can get all the names on the front. That's our goal, is get all the names on the front of the four monuments so people don't have to go around to the back and start the back. I hope never have to go to the back, but unfortunately we probably will. But there'll be still be plenty of room for future veterans.
Can you say how many names total, an estimate on what
we have an place? Estimate between 800 to 1,000 names. We were anticipating 400 names.
Does this include those who are currently serving, or is there any, I guess, qualifications?
No, you have to be discharged. You have to be honorably discharged to put your name on the wall. So you have to show us your discharge papers or your DD-214, pay $60, and you can have your name on the wall. It was $30 mm-hmm. from January 1st to November of last year, and then we had to increase it to $60, and then that's when the names really slowed down. We had some people who donated more money and requested that we put other veterans who didn't have the money to put their names on the wall, and I think we've put like three people on that didn't have the money.
Being a part of the project to get the original memorial installed and now these veteran walls, why was this important for you to be a part of for you?
Well, my dad is a veteran, and I believe veterans deserve anything that they can get if they have served honorably. So I just felt like we needed to honor them. Other counties had monuments for their veterans, and Guthrie County didn't have anything since the Civil War. And so we just decided to start the project and get Guthrie County up to date with everybody else.
What's been gratifying or memorable for you to be a part of this whole process?
While you're at it, it's not very gratifying because you get frustrated and you get tired. But once it's done, it's just a very warm feeling that you have that, you know, I was a part of this to honor the veterans. And it's just, I just think we're one of the most beautiful monuments in the state of Iowa, you know. And everybody's monuments are wonderful, don't get me wrong, but I guess I just have a special place that I think ours is better.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Veterans Memorial Committee Chair Trudy Tam. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.